Hello, this is Mary, and I'll be reading selections for you from the Pantograph from Friday, November 28th, 2025. Starting with the front page. Spirit of Thanksgiving, truly live to serve others. Over 500 meals delivered in McLean County to meet need by D. Jack Alcury, Bloomington. For the past several years, the Emig family from Wapella has driven up to Bloomington every Thanksgiving morning to help deliver holiday meals to the less fortunate. This year was no different. Bailey Emig brought along her two children, Parker, 6, and Paxton, 8, along with their cousins Henry Leek, 6, and Ethan Gish, 10, to Home Street Home Ministries to help more than 50 other families deliver a total of 515 meals. They have a very privileged life, these children do, Emig said. So I think just showing that this life is very different outside of our four walls, and like everything is not just given to you. We just love doing this, she added. The meals were destined for folks in McLean County who may not otherwise have the means for a Thanksgiving dinner. They were provided by Home Sweet Home and included a portion of roast turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, dressing, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, and a slice of pumpkin pie. Home Sweet Home Ministries began on Thanksgiving Day, 1917, and for the past 108 years, its staff and volunteers have been serving a Thanksgiving meal to those in need, said CEO Matt Burgess. That first meal, though, was a little different than today's, because they served pigeon, he said. Dinner was a little different back in the 1917 era than it is now, Burgess said. We've got stories of, you know, roast goose and roast duck and the different things like that through the years. We are strictly turkey this year, these days. 76 of them this year. All of that cooking takes a lot of time, Burgess said. We started roasting turkeys on October 1st, and I think the largest turkey that we cooked this year was 26 pounds, he said. After nearly 2 months of preparation, delivery drivers began checking in just before 10 a.m. and forming a line along Mission Drive, just outside the shelter's south door, where they received the hot meals in bags to keep them warm. Each driver was greeted by Bloomington Police Chief Jamal Symington before taking off. It's a great feeling to see the community literally come together to wrap their arms around the less fortunate to give back, Symington said. So this is easy for us to do. We're public servants. We don't get rich by any means, but we truly live to serve others. And that's what's remarkable about this job, about our ability to partner with others. Again, when you're fortunate, it makes it easier to give to the less fortunate. Community members share that feeling, said Cherise Larson, a volunteer driver. We're grateful when we do have family and friends to spend time with, but any of us could be in that situation where we don't have a meal, we don't have friends, we don't have family, she said. So just being able to give back to others is really what feels good and is really what this day is about. And it keeps volunteers coming back. I think people in this community really do have a lot to be thankful for, Burgess said. And one of those things is the sense of community that we share. And I think that's what brings people back year after year to be a part of this event with Home Sweet Home Ministries. Turning to page 2, local news. Man accused of sexual assault by Caitlin Klepek, Bloomington. A man has been detained in McLean County, accused of sexually assaulting a woman in a tent encampment near the Bloomington Normal city line. Robert Bright, 45, who has no address or city of residence listed in court records, appeared Monday afternoon before Judge Amy McFarland for an initial hearing in custody. Assistant State's Attorney David Fitt, who appeared on behalf of the prosecution, filed a petition to detain Bright, arguing his dangerousness posed a risk to the community that could not be mitigated by later lesser measures than detention. He is charged with criminal sexual assault, a Class 1 felony, criminal damage to property exceeding $500, a Class 4 felony, and two counts of battery, Class A misdemeanors. According to the probable cause statement, Normal police officers were dispatched November 22nd to a tent encampment near the intersection of Warner and Adelaide Streets for a fight. Officers found Bright in a tent, nude, and they found a woman and a man with a small gash on his forehead and swelling on his right cheek. The man told the police that Bright had started to touch the woman. She pushed him away and told him no, and the man had told Bright to leave, but he refused, according to the statement. Bright told them he could do whatever he wanted and then assaulted the woman, the man reported. The man said he punched Bright, which led the defendant to stop attacking the woman and turn to him instead. The woman told an officer that when the defendant first began making advances, it was consensual, but when she told him to stop, he did not, according to the probable cause statement. The prosecutor said when officers made contact with the defendant, he was naked and refused to put on clothes. Fitt also said Bright was uncooperative and did not answer any questions. Bright cursed at the officers when they took him into custody and kicked the door of an interview room at the Normal police station. Officers told him to stop, as he could face additional charges if he damaged the door, Fitt said. The defendant continued kicking and eventually kicked a hole in the drywall. Assistant Public Defender Stuart Wallace argued that the judge could impose conditions that would mitigate the risk he poses. Fitt argued no conditions could stop him from continuing to be a danger. Ultimately, the judge sided with the prosecution and found no conditions of release could mitigate the risk Bright poses to the public. McFarland ordered he be detained pending trial. Bright is scheduled for an arraignment December 19th. Jail Ordered in Cannabis Gun Case by Caitlin Klepek. Bloomington. A man from Normal has been sentenced to a jail term and probation after he pleaded guilty to unlawfully possessing cannabis and a weapon. Darnell M. Allen, 30, was charged in October 2024 with armed violence, a Class X felony, unlawful possession of cannabis with intent to deliver, 3 to 500 grams, a Class 3 felony, unlawful possession of 1 to 500 grams of cannabis, a Class 4 felony, and aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, a Class 4 felony. He pleaded guilty Tuesday to possessing 1 to 500 grams of cannabis and aggravated local unlawful possession of a weapon. Assistant State's Attorney David Fitt dismissed the remaining charges. Judge Jason Chambers sentenced Allen to 120 days in jail, with credit for 3 days already served, to be followed by 30 months of probation. Allen was represented by Assistant Public Defender Matthew Butler, who was not able to be reached for request to comment. Firearm Violation Suspect Jailed by Jack D. Jack Alkery, Bloomington. A Bloomington man has been ordered to be detained after police said he used a firearm while on probation. Tyrion Marie, 20, is charged with one count of unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon, a Class 2 felony, and two counts of violation of the Illinois FOID Act, Class 3 felonies. According to probable cause statement read by Assistant State's Attorney David Fitt, Myrie posted a video November 12th on Instagram showing himself firing a handgun at what appeared to be a local shooting range. Authorities contacted the shooting range and reviewed the surveillance video that showed Myrie firing a Glock handgun at the shooting range. Myrie's phone was visible in the security footage, and its camera appeared to be at the same angle as the video on Instagram, according to the statement. On November 24th, Myrie was taken into custody during a traffic stop in which he was a passenger, Fitt said. Fitt argued that Myrie should be denied pre-trial release based on the dangerousness he posed to the community and that no court orders could mitigate this danger. Myrie is serving a 30-month term of probation now. As part of his probation, he is not allowed to possess or use firearms, Fitt said. And despite this, Myrie was posting pictures and videos of himself on social media using the weapons. Assistant Public Defender Stuart Wallace disagreed with Fitt's argument and recommended release with an ankle monitor. He argued, though it may not be able to alert authorities whether he is in possession of a firearm, it would allow them to monitor his whereabouts. Fitt noted that this is the third firearm-related charge that Myrie has faced in the last 3 years. Judge Don Knapp ultimately agreed with Fitt and ordered Myrie to be detained. An arraignment is scheduled for 9 a.m. December 19th. Also on page 2, today's flick fact. Question: can you name the 275-pound wannabe Illinois State University offensive lineman whose ineffectiveness at such ultimately led him to worldwide stardom? Answer: it is actor John Malkovich, who in 1972 enrolled at ISU with an interest in football. But because he wasn't quick enough, he was forced to resort to theater instead. How time flies. 100 years ago, November 28, 1925, led by the dashing Chuck Hall and displaying power and punch whenever it was needed, the most normal high school romped through the carefully planned Verdun defense today and finished their season with a 26-6 win. Normal's versatile attack and Hall's Grange-like runs proved the undoing of the Verdun team. 75 years ago, in 1950, Bloomington will operate with 14 fewer employees starting Friday, and reductions in city services will be effective that date, Mayor Cecil R. Cohn announced Tuesday morning. The cuts include the dismissal of 2 policemen and 2 firemen. 50 years ago in 1975, in the aftermath of Thanksgiving Eve's snow blitz, Bloomington Normal residents joined their Central Illinois counterparts Thursday in digging their way out. The heavens opened up and left at least 5 inches of the soft white stuff in Bloomington Normal. And 25 years ago, in 2000, tightly fitting 4 games before and after Thanksgiving provides an interesting and revealing season-opening test for intercity boys high school basketball teams. And while Normal Community West coach Dave Caslow is certainly expecting a fine season from his Wildcats, the 30th Intercity Boys Tournament offered an encouraging affirmation. While earning their first outright tournament title, the Wildcats joined Bloomington in 1997 and University High in 1995 as teams to win all 4 tournament games since the event expanded to 5 schools in 1995. From page 3, local and state news. Dutch Brothers Coffee Coming by Olivia Jacobs. Bloomington. A Dutch Brothers Coffee is planned at the former site of Bandana's Barbecue in Bloomington. Demolition has already begun at 502 IAA Drive, where the 1,100-square-foot coffee shop will be constructed, representing a $1.77 million investment in Bloomington's growing commercial landscape, according to a news release from the city. Dutch Brothers, which is known for handcrafted beverages, is expected to be joined by a second restaurant tenant, but the city declined to release any further details until agreements are finalized. This project is another clear indicator of the development momentum building across Bloomington, said City Manager Jeff Jurgens in a news release. He credited the city's economic development staff, who provide developers with one point of contact and hands-on guidance from concept to construction, making Bloomington a faster, easier, and more predictable place to do business. Bandana's Barbecue moved out of the space on IAA Drive earlier this year and relocated to 305 North Veterans Parkway in Bloomington, inside the former location of Meatheads and more recently Epic Burger. Bloomington is experiencing a remarkable period of growth, and Dutch Brothers is another example of why national brands are choosing our community, said Mayor Dan Brady in a prepared statement. These investments represent more than new buildings. They represent jobs, opportunity, and confidence in our city's future. We're building a Bloomington that works for everyone. Two found dead in house fire by Kelsey Watznauer. Bloomington. Two people were found dead Wednesday morning after Bloomington firefighters responded to a house fire east of the White Place Historic District. About 7:30 a.m., the Bloomington Fire Department was dispatched to the 1200 block of East Holm Avenue for a reported fire in a single-story, single-family home. On scene, fire crews found smoke coming from the house and advanced into the home, working to suppress the fire. The firefighters encountered significant challenges advancing home hose lines into the home due to severe hoarding conditions that hindered access, according to a news release from the fire department. During their search of the home, fire crews found two people who were deceased in an area of the home that was not directly affected by the fire. Their cause of death and the cause of the fire remain under investigation by Bloomington Fire and Police Departments, McLean County Coroner's Office, and the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office. An autopsy is pending. Their identities are being withheld, pending identification and notification of their families. The home sustained fire, smoke, and water damage. The most significant fire damage was in the living room and dining area, according to Bloomington fire officials. A damage estimate was not immediately available. This was a relatively small fire in terms of size, but the loss of life makes it a heartbreaking tragedy, said Captain Frank Friend, public information officer for the Bloomington Fire Department, in the news release. We extend our deepest condolences to the family and friends of those affected. Our thoughts are with them during this incredibly difficult time. Anyone with information related to this incident is asked to contact Detective Weston Gresham at wgresham@cityblm.org or call 309-434-2570. Fire safety. The fire department reminds residents to practice fire safety in the home and make sure working smoke alarms are installed on every floor and outside sleeping areas. Smoke alarms should be tested monthly and batteries replaced at least once a year. If alarms are older than 5 years, consider replacing them with a 10-year battery unit, the department said. Working smoke alarms provide critical early warning and can mean the difference between life and death, Friend said. Please take a moment today to check your alarms and talk to your loved ones about fire safety. Residents who need smoke alarms can contact the Bloomington Fire Department. Local events calendar. Christmas barn sale, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, November 29th. David Davis Mansion at 1000 Monroe Street, Bloomington. Enjoy an opportunity to purchase gently used and vintage Christmas decorations and a few treasures from the David Davis Mansion that are being retired from the holiday collection. Small Business Saturday at Bobsey Bay Books, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, November 29th, at Bobsey Bay Books, 419 North Main Street in Bloomington. Out of This World Holiday Photos at Bobsey Bay Books, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday, November 30th, at the bookstore. Introduction to Pastel Painting, 1 to 4 p.m., Sunday, November 30th, at Mandy Rowing Fine Art, 105 West Monroe Street in Bloomington. Open Studio Art Class with Mandy Rowing, 6:30 to 9 p.m. on Monday, December 1st, at Mandy Rowing Fine Art, 105 West Monroe Street, Bloomington. The class is $35. Bring your art supplies and your creativity to Open Studio, where you are free to create while receiving individualized guidance and instruction from a professional artist. Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, 7:30 p.m. on Monday, December 1st, the Virginia Theater, 203 West Park Avenue in Champaign. Tickets start at $49.50. Profit Share Fundraiser for Midwest Food Bank at Bobsey Bay Books, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday, December 2nd, at Bobsey Bay Books, 419 Main Street, Bloomington. Art That Moves Us, 5:45 p.m. on Thursday, December 18th at 7 p.m. Carl Health and Fitness Center, 1111 Trinity Lane in Bloomington. There is also Art That Moves Us happening at 7 p.m. on December 4th at the same location. Bloomington Elks Free Children's Podiatry Clinic from noon to 1 p.m. on Friday, December 5th at Cortez Foot and Ankle Clinic, 1607 Visa Drive, Suite 5B in Normal. Call 800-272-0074 for an appointment. Kim Bolin, 7 p.m. on Friday, December 5th, at the Bement Country Opry at 201 North State Street in Monticello. Doors open at 6 p.m. $10 per person. Dinner will be served at 5 p.m. From page 5, Home and Community Education. McLean County Association for Home and Community Education Units will enjoy the holiday season with events of celebration. Our December member community outreach for the Humane Society of Central Illinois will be gift cards from Walmart, Meijer, Target, or dollar stores. Members may also bring a new hand towels for a community service project. For more information, call 309-242-3801. December events, Friday, December 5th, noon to 4 p.m., Fannie Mae Fundraiser. Please join us at the Fannie Mae store at 307 South Veterans Parkway in Normal to purchase your holiday treats. For information, 309-824-0661. Saturday, December 6th, 10 to 3 p.m., annual holiday market at the Old Rugged Barn, Towanda. Please come join us at our HCE Bake Sale booth to purchase beautiful seasonal treats. Call 309-829-2537. Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., the annual holiday party at St. Mary's Church in Downs. Join us for Make It, Take It crafts, holiday bingo, caroling, and a special lunch. For info on tickets, 309-532-2125. The public is welcome at all meetings and programs. Unit meetings, Downs, Tuesday, December 2nd, 9:50 a.m. at Growing Grounds in Bloomington. Members will enjoy a floral demonstration outdoors. Lunch will follow at 11:30 a.m. at Avanti's in Bloomington with an at-will Secret Santa gift exchange. Call 309-825-4674. The East Siders. Friday, I do believe this is an old episode. My apologies. Tawanda, Monday, December 8th, 6 p.m. at Tawanda Community Building. Holiday party potluck with a craft and games. Members are asked to bring a gift to share, a dish to share, and a $10 value gift for exchange. Call 309-824-4737. Night Owls, Wednesday, December 17th, 6 p.m. at the home of Donna Lamar, Normal. Holiday party. Members asked to bring a dish to share, a wrapped bingo prize, and a gift item for babies 0 to 24 months for Birthright of Bloomington. Table service and drinks will be provided. Information at 309-829-2537. Donors to match $20 bills in kettles by Olivia Jacobs, Bloomington. American Pest Control and Heart of Illinois Financial Advisors of Thrivent are partnering with the Salvation Army to increase donations in the Red Kettle Campaign Friday, aiming to make this difference in this holiday season. The companies are joining forces to amplify community impact by matching donations of $20 bills dropped in the kettles throughout Bloomington Normal from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today, Friday, November 28th. This collaborative effort ensures that donations go even further in supporting local families with food, shelter, and other essential programs, according to the news release from the Salvation Army. The kettles will also be available for regular donations Monday through Saturday, through Christmas Eve during those hours. The Red Kettle Campaign is a holiday tradition and helps to fund programs like Safe Harbor, a 24/7 shelter, and the food pantry. Visit sabloomington.org or registering.com for more information. From Section B, Sports, here's a look at Friday's games. Action begins at 10 a.m. today, Friday, November 28th. Four state championships will be decided at Illinois State's Hancock Stadium in Class 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. The title games are being played. Class 1A, Lena Winslow versus Brown County. Starting at 10 a.m., Lena with a record of 12-1, Brown County with a record of 11-2. Lena is ranked number 3 in the state. Brown County is unranked. Class 2A, Wilmington versus Moroa Forsyth at 1 p.m. Wilmington is 12-1, Moroa Forsyth 11-2. State rankings, Wilmington number 2, Moroa number 10. Class 3A, Byron versus Tolono Unity beginning at 4 p.m. Records, Byron 13-0, Unity 12-1. State rankings, Byron number 1 and Unity number 8. And Class 4A, Lombard Martini versus Rochester. That begins at 7 p.m. Records, Montini at 13-0 and Rochester at 12-1. The state rankings, Montini number 1, and Rochester number 2. Again, these state championship games are being held at Hancock Stadium on the campus of Illinois State University. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the reading of the pantograph from Friday, November 28th, 2025. Please stay tuned.